Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, April 10th, 2026. Indivisible, a nationwide movement of millions of people working to stop the rise of authoritarianism in the U.S. and to demand real democracy, is calling for a national day of action on April 25th to protest the Trump administration's efforts to build prison camp warehouses across the country. They write, quote, "On April 25th, we're joining Detention Watch Network and Disappeared in America for a coordinated nationwide mobilization against the Trump administration's reckless expansion of ICE warehouse detention centers. Our partners will host six major events at frontline sites, communities where new detention centers are actually being proposed. And we're also asking folks to host visible, peaceful, nonviolent actions in your own communities to draw attention to the cruelty of Trump's detention agenda and to pressure our local officials to resist the construction of new detention centers. We're pushing local governments to abandon any plan to construct new detention centers or convert existing warehouses into detention centers. Refuse to provide any public funding, permits, services, or cooperation that would enable DHS or ICE to operate a detention facility. And require transparency and community consent before any federal detention action. Together, we'll demand an end to the criminalization of immigration and the assault on due process for all Americans," end quote. Leading up to the April 25th day of action, there will be a training call led by organizers of one of the frontline sites dealing with the issue. The discussion will include how to find out if there are plans to build a detention prison near you and tools and support to host a safe, peaceful, and effective event in your community. The training call is going to be held next Tuesday, April 14th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Organizers say they will be recording the call and will send the recording to anyone who registers but is unable to be on the call live as it happens. The link for registration is posted on today's Around Town Archives at weru.org, and you can learn more about Indivisible at indivisible.org. That links back to local chapters here in Maine as well. And finally today, we hope to see you tomorrow at WERU's Spring Gathering. That's going to be happening at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. We are going to have popcorn, pizza, other snacks and drinks, a couple of films, documentary films. One's a 15-minute long film about the founding of WERU, and another is a 34-minute documentary about WMPG Community Radio at University of Southern Maine. It's a community college hybrid station. And the film is called An Extraordinary Place. I haven't seen it, but people who have said it's fantastic. And after the films, there will be a panel discussion with representatives from WERU and WMPG. I'm planning to be there with a table with another batch of unidentified photos that we have at WERU, as I was last year, hoping that people can stop by and try to identify anybody they recognize in some of these pictures we've collected over the years. There'll be plenty of time for socializing before the films, so please stop by. Again, that's tomorrow from 11:30 to 2:30 at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport. Hope to see you there. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.